I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Foreign policy and religious freedom. These are two terms coming together on the world stage. Religious and civic leaders from over 115 nations are in the U.S. this week for the second ministerial on the advancement for religious freedom, which wraps up tomorrow. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
religious intolerance is really the nexus of so many crises around the world. When you look at ISIS 5 years ago, it started as jihadist rebels attacking churches in the north of Iraq. When there was no response, they built in strength and took over an entire region.
Just like in the book of Acts, Christians face intensifying persecution all over the world for following Jesus. Pray wisdom for the leaders meeting this week and ask God to strengthen the persecuted church. And you've probably heard the proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That's especially true of the Great Commission. Partnership between ministries is becoming more popular as technology makes transnational communication easier. And pooling resources often means greater gospel impact. John Podaiti says Bibles for the World was founded on this idea of partnership. In Nepal, for example, Bibles for the World partners with nearly 2,000 national pastors, missionaries, and evangelists to distribute God's Word.
This has been really exciting to see now 2.5 million Gospels of John go out across that country.
Partnership is opening exciting doors for the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.